You can't beat Kennedy.
They're really good kids.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jamie's from Tingsboro. What's up, Jamie?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Jamie has a couple of kids who are big fans of Edaville, also manages a restaurant. Which restaurant, Jamie?
Oh, no, I work for Central Cooling and Heating.
Oh.
Good job, Carson.
Dan wrote she manages a restaurant in the notes.
I don't know what to tell you.
So close.
Have you been to a restaurant?
You get a lot of phone calls, Dan says.
Thanks, Dan.
It's not my fault. I don't know what to tell you.
Jamie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio? Let me control what I can
control. I type things. Good luck, Jamie.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
Jamie's like, wait, am I supposed to be playing? I don't know. What?
All right, here we go.
Backstreet Boys ticket.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over there in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one, Alec Baldwin will be on Seth Meyers' show tonight. Seth, a former SNL cast member, which recurring character is Baldwin currently playing on SNL?
Donald Trump.
Question number two, Cardi B and Offset have split after a year of marriage. Which rap group is Cardi's now ex a part of?
The Bee Gees.
I don't know.
Question number three. Television producer Ryan Murphy announced a multi-million dollar initiative to help elect pro-LGBTQ candidates and vote out anti-LGBTQ incumbents. Which Murphy-created show had Jane Lynch playing Sue Sylvester?
She was also not a restaurant manager.
Question number four. On this date in 2002, Winona Ryder was sentenced to community service.
What
did she get in trouble for?
Drunk driving?
Question number five. Judd Apatow, 51 years old today. Which of these comedies did he not?
Can I change my last answer?
No.
Okay.
Which of these comedies did Judd Apatow not direct? 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, The Hangover.
Knocked Up.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's funny, if she'd have gotten that one right, I was going to let her go back and fix the other one.
But because she didn't, no.
Kennedy,
no.
Jamie got one out of five.
Sooch!
You can never say we have unbiased judging here on the program.
Hurt my head.
Kennedy, right. These are tough. You ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Alec Baldwin will be on Seth Meyers' show tonight. Of course, Seth, a former SNL cast member. Which recurring character is Baldwin currently playing on SNL?
Donald Trump.
I went back and watched the services yesterday for W.
HW.
Sorry.
W is well, I haven't won.
And when Donald Trump sat down next to all of the other past presidents, was one of the most awkward moments I've ever seen on television.
Oh my God, I read a huge article about it, about the body language between the Obamas and the Trumps.
Michelle, she looked at him and she gave him like, whatever. That was amazing.
Smile and wave, boys. Oh. Smile and wave.
Tied to one. Question number two. Cardi B and Offset have split after just a year of marriage, Kennedy.
Mm-mm.
Which rap group is Cardi's now ex in?
Migos.
Hey. 2-1. Question number three. Television producer Ryan Murphy announced a multi-million dollar initiative to help elect pro-LGBTQ candidates and vote out anti-LGBTQ incumbents. Which Murphy-created show had Jane Lynch playing Sue Sylvester?
Glee.
3-1. Question number four. On this date in 2002, when Winona Ryder was sentenced to community service, what did she do that got her in trouble?
Shoplifting.
Yeah, stealing clothes. 4-1. Question number five. Judd Apatow celebrating his 51st birthday today. Which of these comedies did he not direct? 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, The Hangover.
The Hangover, which I might have.
That was Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips.
Yes.
What? breaking news.
Might still be drunk. I'm really not sure at this point.
She's living her best life.
My best life.
I went to bed at 6:30 last night. I felt like a big old loser.
Your best is different than other people's best, Annie. Can't compare.
Most days I'm asleep by 6. Every once in a while I get a little cheeky.
Kennedy's
oh, you guys
Annie.
Did a Freaky Friday thing, but it's except on Thursday.
Right. Yeah, well, I take what I can get.
Jamie, you don't get the $100 cash. Kennedy gets the win. However, I do have 4 passes to Edaville Family Theme Park. Edaville is open for the Christmas Festival of Lights. Edaville USA's most memorable New England tradition is back this year with over 17 million lights illuminating the park. You can log on to edaville.com for details and tickets so you and the family enjoy those, okay?
I'm so excited. Thank you.
All right.
She's like, I also don't have a family because Dan got that wrong.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Jamie?
My name is Jamie. This is Brown. I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms, 99 cent coffee, any size, anytime. Charlene is from Lemonster. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for
listening.
Charlene is an audiologist, Kennedy.
Okay.
Yes. Do you know what that means?
She does something with hearing.
Yes, I do.
There we go. I'm smart.
All right. Kennedy, 1-0. Charlene, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,458 wins, only 212 losses. And in fact, it has now been almost a month since Kennedy last lost. Question number 1. I don't know if you saw this video or not. It's hysterical. A Boston firefighter dressed up as Buddy the Elf and then ran around town challenging people to pillow fights
love
on the
it.
Street.
Love it.
His name is Brandon.
The bravest.
His name is Brandon Edwards, and he says he and fellow firefighters are just trying to spread cheer this holiday season. Who starred in Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Question number 2. Tiffany Haddish is in talks to star in a new female-driven 21 Jump Street movie. Which now A-list actor starred in the original TV show?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Question number 3. Sarah Hyland is taking a break from social media, citing the horrible, negative, ignorant words that she's gotten after the tragic death of her 14-year-old cousin. Which hugely successful show is she on?
Modern Family.
Question number 4. Drake is once again Spotify's most streamed artist. He topped the list in 15 and 16, but briefly lost the crown last year to which British pop star?
Ed Sheeran.
Question number 5. Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg are going to host the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday, January 6th. What is the name of the music trio Andy Samberg is a part of?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
That was terrible.
That's all right.
Hey, Kennedy, can you close that door, please? Thank you. 3 out of 5 right, Kennedy.
Wow,
for
good
Charlene
job.
Is what I have. These are tough.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
A Boston firefighter recently dressed as Buddy the Elf before challenging random people on the street to pillow fights. Did you see the video?
Really?
You're an angry elf.
Yeah, just walking up to randos and smacking them with pillows.
I don't have a pillow fight.
The guy's name is Brandon Edwards, and he says he and a fellow firefighters are just trying to spread some cheer this holiday season. Who starred in Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Title 1, question number 2. Tiffany Haddish is in talks to star in a new female-driven 21 Jump Street movie.
Just leave it alone.
Which now A-list actor starred in the original TV show?
Johnny Depp.
Antonio Zapata.
Right. There's your star. Let's
Richard
be honest.
Richard Grieco.
That guy.
2-1.
Holly Robinson Peake.
Sarah Hyland is taking a break from social media, citing the horrible, negative, ignorant words she's gotten after the tragic death of her 14-year-old cousin. Which hugely successful show is Hyland on?
Modern Family.
3-2. Question number 4. Drake, number one on Spotify's most recent streamed artists. He topped the list in 15 and 16, but briefly lost the crown last year to which British pop star?
Ed Sheeran.
4-2, or 4-3. Question number five. Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg are going to host the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday, January 6th, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of the music trio Samberg is a part of?
Lonely Island.
I'm on a boat.
I got my flippy floppies.
I got my swim trunks.
The chronic what of Narnia.
It's the chronic what of Narnia. We in the chronic what of Narnia.
You should try to do that instead of Carolyn.
Can I do both?
No.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Charlene, although I do have a pair of concert tickets, you will be at the Dave Matthews Band concert tomorrow at the TD Garden, okay?
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate you listening this morning. What do you want to say?
I want to say my name is Charlene, and I cannot see Kennedy.
Thank you for that.
You all right, man?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our friends at Cumberland Farms. John is from Medford. Good morning, John.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. So apparently John's wife Jessica is a big Straight No Chaser fan, so he's hoping to win the tickets.
Good thinking.
He also says he's going to crush you for the $100.
Bring it.
I'll give it a shot.
Oh, don't back down now, big talker.
Yeah,
off
where was that bravado a second ago? Come on.
Okay, then. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, John.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win $100 in bragging rights. Kennedy has 2,459 wins, only 212 losses. Remember, you tie Kennedy, you lose, and she is now in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Drew Barrymore has allegedly turned down a $1 million offer to endorse a weight loss company. What is the name of the Netflix show Drew Barrymore currently stars in opposite Timothy Oliphant?
Jesus, I have no idea about that one.
Question number two. Ugly Christmas sweater M&Ms have hit store shelves. What are the colors of the two M&Ms that have been the main stars of their commercials for years?
Red and yellow.
Question number three. Halsey says she does a lot of voice acting on the down low and puts the credits under a different name. Apparently, she's done Scooby-Doo and American Dad, among others. What's the name of the van in Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
Question number four. Natalie Portman has apologized to Jessica Simpson over comments she made about Jessica and some photos she took when she was younger. Who is older, Natalie Portman or Jessica Simpson?
Natalie Simpson.
Jessica Portman. Okay. Question number five. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to play the villain Mysterio in the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming. Who currently plays Spider-Man?
Oh, man. Timothy Harding?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, let's see. I have 2 out of 5 correct for John Kennedy.
All righty.
You going to make it, Kennedy?
This is the home stretch. I'll be all right.
Didn't do so well.
No, you didn't. You disappointed me, John.
Question number one, Kennedy. These are tough.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore has allegedly turned down a $1 million offer to endorse a weight loss company. Anybody want to volunteer? You guys want to split this?
No,
up?
Thank you. That's unhealthy.
We'll split it up.
She says she's happy who she is. It's all right.
Kennedy, what is the name of the Netflix show Drew Barrymore currently stars in opposite Timothy Oliphant?
Santa Clara Diet? Santa Clarita Diet, isn't it? Mm.
Santa Clarita
Dang
Diet.
It.
Clarita. Little Clara.
Clarita.
0-0. Question number two. Ugly Christmas sweater M&Ms have hit store shelves. What are the colors of the two M&Ms that have been main stars of their commercials for years?
Red and green.
Red and yellow.
Ooh.
John is looking good right now.
Yeah.
Dan wrote a little note. He wants everybody to know that he is aware other M&Ms have been in the commercials and suck it.
I did not know that.
I don't hate that.
It's smart to be proactive on the text line, Dan. Like
1-0. Question number 3. Halsey says she does a lot of voice acting on the down low and puts the credits under a different name. Apparently, she's done Scooby-Doo and American Dad.
That's awesome.
What is the name of the van in Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
All right. It is 2-1. Question number 4. Natalie Portman has apologized to Jessica Simpson over comments she made about her to USA Today. Who is older of those two?
Hmm. Jessica?
Ish. 38 years old, Portman 37. It is 3-2. Going to the final question, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Sure.
Jake Gyllenhaal is going to play the villain Mysterio in the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming. Who currently plays Spider-Man?
Tom Holland?
Final answer?
Yeah. Mm,
it's a good one.
Wow.
Squeaked it out. Squeaked it out. Good job, John.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic job. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. John, I'm sorry you don't get the win. You don't get the cash. But you do have a pair of tickets to see Straight No Chaser December 11th at the Box Center.
That's awesome. Thank you.
By the way, they're going to be in studio on December 11th, so you want to be aware of that as well. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, can you please... Oh, no.
No, I already did that part.
Can you please leave the studio again and go home?
I'm sorry, but I can't beat Kennedy.
Yeah, you just got a lot going on.
So he got six.
Yeah.
Okay. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.